I'm Mike Goldberg here with you until 3 o'clock with classical music before fresh air comes your way. This weekend, the Richmond Symphony performing at the Carpenter Theater tomorrow night at 8 o'clock and Sunday afternoon at 3. And as I mentioned earlier, we have a very special guest in the studio today, Anna Kiko Myers, a world-renowned violinist. And it is a pleasure to welcome you here to Richmond.
Thank you for having me on your show.
It's great to have you here. And she is performing the Mason Bates Violin Concerto. Those from our audience that don't know Mason, he is actually from Richmond, grew up here. He was raised here and went to St. Christopher School. He is currently the composer in residence with the Chicago Symphony Orchestra. And I understand, Anne, that you co-commissioned this violin concerto.
That's correct. I've been a huge fan of Mason's works for many years and was harassing him quite a bit to work on his first violin concerto, which will be making its Virginia premiere tomorrow night.
And you premiered this back with the Pittsburgh Symphony last year and performed it several times. I understand you're going to Chicago. You're going to be with Mason out there as well.
Yes, we're going to bring it to Chicago, and we've played it in Detroit and in Pittsburgh, and just recorded it with the London Symphony Orchestra with Leonard Slatkin at the helm. And that was super exciting to record his concerto as well as the Barber Violin Concerto and a beautiful piece by John Corigliano. And it was really interesting because Mason studied with John, and Barber was John's mentor. So it was this multi-generational experience.
And that is one of your big things. You like to premiere new works, correct?
Definitely.
And you've worked with some jazz artists as well.
Yes, I have.
You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, I really love to be incredibly diverse. And I love to just plunge into projects that are kind of a little off maybe the grid. And so I've worked with groups like Il Divo. I've gone on tour, and I was pregnant with my first child with Il Divo. And with Chris Bode, I had a really wonderful touring experience with him. And Wynton Marsalis, I asked him to rearrange the cadenzas of the Mozart G major concerto, which was really interesting because there isn't a lick of jazz in there.
Now, I know a lot of folks in our audience, they think Anna Kiko Myers is coming to town. She's probably going to play the Tchaikovsky or the Brahms. So they're hearing Mason Bates. This is intriguing. Can you tell us a little bit about the work and what folks can expect this weekend?
It's a very epic work, and it's about half an hour long, and it has a cinematic appeal to it. There are moments of just incredible beauty where it just sweeps you away, myself included. And it's based on the story of a prehistoric animal, the Areopteryx, which takes flight. And it goes through like mud and flying and all different sorts of things, but the ending is that this prehistoric bird, animal, dinosaur just kind of leaping into the stratosphere.
Wow. Now, I understand you have a new violin recently. Is that what you're going to be performing on this weekend?
Yes. I'm playing on a beautiful Guarneri del Gesù called the Vieuxtemps Guarneri del Gesù, and it belonged to the most preeminent Belgian virtuoso violinist and composer of the 19th century, Henri Vieuxtemps. And this violin was made in 1741, and it is just in pristine condition, and that condition really has helped the sound of the violin project like none other. And I think the audience will really, they have to hear it to believe this incredible tone and color that comes from this violin.
All right. And so this weekend, again, you can hear Anne play her new Guarneri, or old Guarneri, I should say, right?
Guarneri.
But it's your new instrument, playing Mason Bates Violin Concerto. Again, it's at the Carpenter Theater, 8 o'clock tomorrow night, 3 o'clock on Sunday. Now, you have a new album that was just released that I have in my hands here, The Four Seasons, which you did with the English Chamber Orchestra. And I think we should take a listen to it to give folks a little idea of what to expect if they go out and purchase this.
Yeah, it's the Vivaldi Four Seasons.
Right.
That's a little work that no one's has ever
no
heard
one,
of.
No one, never,
before.
Right?
And just an incredibly beautiful, iconic work that I thought would match beautifully with this violin that, you know, strangely, the violin was born in 1741 and Vivaldi died the same exact year.
That is intriguing.
Yeah.
Interesting. All right, we're going to take a listen to Spring from the Four Seasons, as spring is right around the corner. This is Anna Kiko Myers performing with the English Chamber Orchestra on 88.9 WCVE. Thank you. world-renowned violinist Anikiko Myers performing with the English Chamber Orchestra and David Lockington conducting Spring from Vivaldi's Four Seasons. We're so pleased to have Anne here in the studio with us today. She is with the Richmond Symphony this weekend. This is a big deal for us to have you here. We're so thrilled this weekend.
Thank you, Mike. Thank you.
And you also have, that CD was just released, and there's another one coming out, which you've already recorded with the London Symphony Orchestra. Now, that includes Mason Bates Concerto.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And remind me, what else is on that?
A beautiful piece by John Corigliano called The Lullaby for Natalie. And he wrote that for my firstborn daughter.
Ah.
A really gorgeous little lullaby. And then the Barber Violin Concerto.
And you have quite a record of CDs, nearly 30 CDs out already, right?
Yeah.
You're very busy recording and, of course, performing concertos and recitals across North America, Europe, Asia. How does it feel to be in a small town like Richmond?
I've played here before, and I was telling one of the symphony people that I stayed in I remember it being kind of a haunted hotel last time I was here. It was very
interesting. Well, we didn't scare you away.
interesting hotel.
That's the good part. Now, you came in yesterday, so you really haven't had much time to be around town, but did you get to see anything yesterday, or did you eat at a nice place that you recommend to everybody?
I ate at a nice restaurant, very quaint, charming, downtown, called Cafe Rustica.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Cafe Rustica.
And saw the inside of the beautiful Carpenter Theater, which was really like, wow, you know, it just.
We're proud of that.
And the reds, and it was amazing to play in there.
And that's where she'll be this weekend again tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Sunday afternoon at 3. Now, I also read in your bio that you have performed for the Emperor and Empress of Japan.
This is true.
That's pretty amazing. What did that feel like?
Very official. Yeah.
And you reside in Austin, Texas, so another relatively small town. Mm-hmm. And you get around to many different orchestras. Do you have any favorites that you have played with? Not to put you on the spot. And you don't have to say Richmond. Not yet. You haven't performed yet, so you can say that after this weekend. Stephen will be thrilled to hear that.
No, it really has to do with the audiences and the chemistry with the music director. And it's really nice to be working again with Stephen Smith, who really leapt at the opportunity to learn this concerto, which is very challenging. And him being a composer himself, I think he really appreciated the beautiful composition that Mason wrote. And I'm just really excited to get into the theater tomorrow night and Sunday and perform it.
And of course, it's part of a program with the big Shostakovich 10th Symphony. I know you're a soloist, but you have to have played that at some point, right?
No.
No? Never?
No,
wow,
never.
You got away with that. Even I played the Shostakovich 10th. Boy, it is a workout, too. It's a long piece. So Anne is actually on the first half, and then she can just sit back and relax and enjoy the 10th Symphony.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, I thank you so much for joining us today. It's a pleasure to have you here. We all were very, very excited for you to visit Richmond. And I know audience is very excited about this weekend. One more time, tomorrow night, 8 o'clock, Sunday afternoon at 3, Anikiko Myers with the Richmond Symphony, Stephen Smith directing, Mason Bates Violin Concerto, and the Shostakovich Symphony No. 10. And enjoy the rest of your time in Richmond. And I promise you, I know it's cold this morning, but it's going to warm up the rest of the weekend. It's not normally this cold going into March.
Take it from the weatherman.
Right. Enjoy your time here in Richmond.